We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joining you here this morning. We've got Kathy Hedge from the League of Women Voters in studio with us this segment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, I need to get your title. What's your title there?
I am part of the leadership team of the League of Women Voters of Manhattan, Riley County.
Okay. The reason we have Kathy on is there's quite an event going on this Sunday as we get into election season. There's a candidate forum coming up for Manhattan City Commission candidates and USD 383 school board candidates.
Yes, we're very excited.
How is the League of Women Voters organizing this whole endeavor?
Well, one important distinction is that the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan group. We never support or oppose individual candidates or political parties, but we love to study the issues and we love to have our informed voters to join us in this powerful democracy. So what we're going to do with the forum, it is quite different from what people may be thinking. They may be thinking we're going to have a debate. And this the different structure is what we do is we have our two groups that are coming. The Manhattan City Commission will go first, and this is at 1:30 at the Manhattan Public Library on Sunday, October 6th. And we are upstairs in the auditorium. So what we'll have is the city commissioner candidates will introduce themselves first. They get 2 minutes to do that. And then we have a series of questions from the league that we will be asking the candidates. Each of the candidates gets a minute and a half to answer each one of those questions, and we do that in a round. We also vary it so the person who's doing the first answer is not always the same person. The other thing we do is they have closing statements at the end. But we also will have questions from the audience. They'll submit their questions in writing, and then we will collect them in writing and then offer them over to the candidates, at least 4 questions from the audience.
Okay.
After that forum, after we have the city commission candidates, then we'll have our USD 383 school board candidates, and they'll follow the same procedures.
All right. And there's been some opportunities, I know, in the community already. But, this kind of gives them a nice public setting here at the library. And as you mentioned, nonpartisan. So there's just the issues going to be discussed on Sunday.
Yes. And we're very careful to pick issues that we think are important to the community. And that's also why we have our audience participants. We also have supporters. KMAN's going to be broadcasting this live, and we very much appreciate that. And also the Manhattan affiliate of the AAUW is co-sponsoring with us. So we'll all be working on it together.
Great. Now, this is something you guys have organized, as I understand, for a number of years.
Forever.
Yeah.
The league's been around it'll be 100 years in 2020, because we were the suffragettes, and when the women got the right to vote, we became the League of Women Voters. And actually, the first League of Women Voters group was in Wichita. We were the very first one.
So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until a few months ago, so I think that's really exciting. So, yes, we've been doing this anytime we get the opportunity. And we're very fortunate that our elected representatives in Kansas are eager to talk to the communities. And that's why I think we have 6 different forums going on in the community. And so the candidates are making themselves really available to a broad spectrum of the community. And we appreciate that very much.
Yeah, again, it's League of Women Voters of Manhattan, Riley County, their candidate forum this Sunday, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. That'll be the Manhattan City Commission, 3:45 to 5 p.m. for the USD 383 school board candidates. Do you have a full house of candidates? Are they all agreed to be here?
All of the city commission candidates will be here, and 3 of the Board of Education candidates will be there. I would like to add one other thing, too, that's important, that the league is part of the Vote 411. I guess it's a website, but it's also a giant consortium of information. And vote411.org is on the website. And our candidates also are asked questions from the local league. And so these are questions that we submitted to the national website, and many of the candidates in both races have answered those particular questions. So for people who aren't able to attend a forum but want to have one perspective of where the candidates stand, that's a good place for them to look. And again, that's www.vote411.org. That's also a good site to register to vote or find out where your polling places are.
Yeah, and that's very important because you probably most people don't know, like today here on September 30th, where they're going to physically go vote.
Mm-hmm. I just received a letter, I think, 2 or 3 days ago that said that my polling place was back to where I used to vote, because it has to do with what's the population in the mm-hmm. area and what's available as a polling place. There are, if you simply type into the browser, if you type in where's my polling place, you'll have like 7 different places that'll pop up. Raleigh County community or the Raleigh County offices have an election board and have an election website on the Raleigh County site, and you can find out everything. You can register, you can find out where your polling places is, you can find out where which candidates are running. So there's a lot of information out there. Sometimes if people don't have ready access to the computer, then it is our local media is really essential, helping us to find out what's going on. And that's why we very much appreciate that KMAN is going to be broadcasting our forum live.
Oh, yeah. It kind of fits right into our whole mission statement of informing the community. And so, yeah, we'll be able to it'll be on KMAN, News Radio KMAN, so 1350 AM, 93.3 FM, 93.7 FM. And also online, I believe, newsradiokman.com. So if you have a phone, you just stream it right from your phone, and just like a lot of folks, especially the younger folks, will be doing. I'm curious, we have some deadlines coming up here as far as the registering to vote and stuff. When is the deadline?
Yes, absolutely. We have we must, if you have moved or you've changed your name, you have to re-register to vote. If you have not registered to vote, you need to get that done, because otherwise, no matter how much you plead, you cannot vote and your vote won't count. So what you want to do is you want to get registered, and that needs to be done before October 15th. There are many sites in the community where you can register, at the Raleigh County Courthouse. On their website, they have a sheet that explains all the outposts where you can register. And it is also, if you're comfortable with the computer, it is very easy to register online. We recommend voteks.org because it's one of those websites. It uses the federal form. And as you register to vote, if you don't fill out something right, it sends you back.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is you can have, especially in our transient community, you can ask for a mail-in ballot. And so if you're afraid that you might be busy working that day or not able to get to the polls, then you can mail your ballot in. October 15th is that deadline, and it's a firm deadline. On October 16th, we begin our advance voting, and you can go down to the Raleigh County Courthouse and vote in advance, or you can start mailing in those mail-in ballots. The big thing you need to know is, again, if you've changed anything since the last time you vote, you need to register, and you can't just assume that that's taken care of if you do some kind of outvote or outpost registration. So 2 weeks before the election, it's important for you to check with the Raleigh County Clerk, or again, on site, am I registered, and find out that you truly are registered to vote. And when you do go to vote, it's really important to bring in a government-issued ID. This needs to be government-issued. So a K-State ID or a Manhattan High School ID is good, but one from a private college is not. So, but you can bring in your driver's license. You can bring in a military ID. There, on the Secretary of State site, they list all the kinds of IDs that are acceptable.
Okay, and that's good to know. The election day is November 5th, but again, as you mentioned, advance voting will start October 16th, So you got plenty of opportunities to get out there. Maybe Tuesday, November 5th isn't going to work for you. You know, maybe you could go to the courthouse any time before that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have one thing, too. I haven't had a chance to read the press release, but I know on Kansas State they've been very, very active to get a campus-wide voting initiative. And I know Donna Shank Hamlin has been one of the real powerhouses there with others. And they are announcing today that it's going forward. So they're very excited about getting the students at K-State, giving them their voice.
And, you know, for this candidate forum, any students that are in town Sunday that want to learn more about their community, certainly invited.
Everyone is invited. It's free and open to the public, and we love to have a full house.
Okay. Again, Sunday, October 6th, the candidate forum. Again, from 1:30 to 3:30 will be the Manhattan City Commission candidates. And then from 3:45 to 5 p.m., that'll be the time for USD 383 school board candidates. And you can go to the Manhattan Public Library for more to attend in person or listen on News Radio KMAN.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Kathy Hedge from the League of Women Voters. And that'll do it for In Focus today. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, it'll be Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson joining us.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Kathy, looking forward to working with you on Sunday. Coming up next hour, the GMCF Community Hour, Vern Hendricks and I will be visiting with some of the young trustees of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, Veronica Sims and Jamie Coons, and then also we'll find out more about the Girls of the Run of the Flint Hills and First Tee of Manhattan as they get set for the Tee Off 4 Youth Golf Tournament.